Craig Egan, who lives in Tacoma, stumbled onto his obsession kind of by accident. It happened on Facebook.
A friend of mine posted some graph that kind of had an anti-vax slant to it. And at that point, I had no idea that this was even a thing.
Anti-vax, as in people who believe that vaccinations are harmful and oppose giving them to kids.
I figured kind of, theoretically, there's probably people out there who didn't vaccinate, just like there's people who don't believe in any sort of medical interventions. I kind of put them in the same category as people who don't believe in dinosaurs. And so I followed the link. I followed to the page that she had posted it from. And it was this page called Proud Parents of Unvaccinated Children. And I was like, wow, there's 20,000 people who don't believe in vaccines. And so I went onto the page and I was actually very polite. And I said, hey, I don't agree with this, but can we have a conversation? I asked a few questions and I immediately was banned from the page. And I was like, well, you can't do that. and it started a grudge. It started a grudge with me.
Did you find it productive arguing with people online?
No. So my golden rule for arguing online has always been to argue for the observer. If I'm arguing with somebody who is dead set anti-vax and there's absolutely no way I'm going to change their mind, and I understand that and I accept that. But if I can break down their arguments and show how crazy they are, there's 100 people watching the conversation who are maybe on the fence who look at this and say, okay, this guy's making a lot of sense. This person isn't making a lot of sense.
Over the last few years, Craig has continued to show up in anti-vaccination forums, and the people he's needling have retaliated. They've complained of harassment to the FBI and have published Craig's personal information online.
I've had my home address and where I work and things like that published so many times that it's become just an empty threat. It's like, hey, you want to show up for coffee, show up. But if you just want to keep publishing my home address, it's not going to faze me anymore.
In your heart of hearts, what bugs you so much about this?
At the base of it, they're putting children in danger. And that's really the fundamental issue here. If somebody believes that the moon landing was faked, or you know, or they believe that the CIA killed Kennedy, or any conspiracy theory like that, you can make the argument that they believe that, but who are they really hurting, right? But these people are hurting people. Andrew Wakefield, who is the former doctor who really started this idea that vaccines cause autism, he literally started a measles outbreak in Minnesota where there was a Somali community who had an uptick in autism diagnoses. And he went there, convinced them that vaccines were causing autism. They stopped vaccinating their kids. And literally, like within 2 years, there was a measles outbreak with children in the hospital.
By the way, Andrew Wakefield is the man most identified with the discredited idea that vaccines cause autism. He was later exposed for committing fraud in his studies and had his medical license stripped. More on him in a bit. Anyway, last summer, something happened that jolted Craig Egan's online activism into real life. There was a new movie playing in Tacoma in the neighborhood theater just about 6 blocks from Craig's home.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum.
It was a documentary called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. The film's director is Andrew Wakefield. It continues to promote his debunked claims about young children getting autism from vaccines. Craig headed to the theater to protest in person.
Of course, I'm like, well, I'll put together a cheap homemade drawn sign that says vaccines save lives. Go down there and just stand there. I wasn't confrontational. I just stood there with my sign. And just in case anybody, I didn't want to argue with them, but I wanted to be the first person somebody talked to if they wandered up and said, hey, what's this all about? And so I did that, went down there, and the first person who greeted me was actually a news reporter from a local news station. And so then I got on the news, and I thought, well, that was easy. So maybe I should go to their next stop. And so I looked up their schedule and decided, okay, I can make this stop. And then just kind of as a joke offhand, I said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I followed them around like the Grateful Dead for the summer and just went to every stop they made to. So I put up a GoFundMe to get me to the next few stops. We're like in Idaho and Montana. And I figured that would be it. But the GoFundMe just took off. And it was $2,000, $4,000, $6,000, $10,000. It started just growing and growing and growing. And I ended up on the road for a good month and a half, maybe, from here to Philadelphia.
So wait, this means that you were in town after town, showing up at their events?
Yes.
Dogging their steps?
Uh-huh, yeah. With a simple sign that said, vaccines save lives. When they went to Minneapolis, Minnesota, they did have it at a public park, but they kept it invite only, if you will. They kept the location secret and only to people that they knew they could trust to come there. But they were also accepting new stories for vaccine injuries. So my girlfriend messaged one of the producers under a false name and described a vaccine injury that she had had with the Gardasil vaccine to protect against HPV. And the story that she gave described getting the vaccine at 14 and then going through puberty. Basically, she said, oh, yeah, I gained weight. I had menstrual issues. I had acne. And she just described all the conditions of puberty that any normal 14-year-old kid is going to go through. And, of course, they were like, oh, that sounds like a vaccine injury. We would love you to come be on the bus, tell your story. Here's the location. Don't tell Craig Egan where we're going to be. And they like
Did
mentioned
they
actually, to be my name.
They named you.
Yeah, they mentioned me by name and was like, don't let anybody out because we don't want Craig to show up.
So having spent so much time with these folks, you must have like in certain ways gotten to know them.
Yes.
What did you learn about these people that you were arguing against and what surprised you most?
So following the vaxxed bus around, what they would do is they would bring these parents and these children onto this bus, put a camera in front of them, and they would have these parents with their kids sitting right there say, here's my vaccinated damaged child, and here's my unvaccinated perfect child, with the kids sitting right there. And it just horrified me that you would do that to your kids. But I mean, I would just get responses like, well, we eat organic. What else could it be? Well, what do you mean, what else could it be? That's not really an answer for pointing out a cause. And so for them, I do feel for them. It's sad that they're being exploited. It's sad that they're being misinformed. And they just want an answer. And they just want their kids to be healthy. And that's all we all want. We all want our kids to be healthy. We want our kids to be fine. And they just bought into misinformation. And I feel for them, but they're still wrong. And they're still... making things worse by spreading misinformation. So it's a difficult line to walk. It really is.
So do you think you've changed anybody's minds?
I've changed a lot of minds. And it's never the person I thought it was going to be. Like I said before, when I try to argue for the observer, it's always those observers who come back and say, hey, we never argued directly, but I watched your argument here. I've watched your antics over the years, and now I'm going to vaccinate my kids, and thank you. And so I have dozens and dozens of emails and, you know, direct messages on Facebook from people who credit me with changing their mind. But like I said, it's never the person I argued with directly. The person I argued with directly is still stuck in their ways. I think when people are up there making dangerous misinformation statements, you should always confront them and correct them. I don't think you should ever let it fly. Even if it's futile in the moment, it's going to help somebody somewhere.
Craig Egan lives in Tacoma. He says he plans on making his own documentary about trolling the publicity tour for Vaxxed.